Welcome to Rise from the Ashes. Our podcast looks at various issues for families. We'll be talking with attorneys about personal and legal concerns having to do with divorce, custody, and parenting time. There are also a few topics about letting go, moving on, and new beginnings. Please keep in mind this podcast is only to inform and help to understand legal and personal issues as they relate to family law. It should not be considered as a replacement for a qualified family law attorney. When in doubt, please contact a professional. Rise from the Ashes, focusing on matters of the family, because family matters. Hi, and welcome to our podcast, Rise from the Ashes. I'm David Braddock, your host for the podcast, and we are talking today with a new attorney here at Mundahl Law. We're talking to Katie Boyle. How are you doing today, Katie?
I'm doing well, thank you.
How long have you been here now, Katie?
I've been here about 2 months.
How's it going?
I'm really enjoying working at Mundahl Law. It's very different from my previous law firm. I was previously a solo attorney. I was working entirely by myself. It was just me, no backup staff. Mundahl Law is very different. We have a client advocate here. There are two paralegals backing me up. I have other attorneys to talk to. The environment is just very, very different. And I'm very much appreciating having all the support here. And I'm much better able to serve my clients when I have people around me.
What are the areas of law that you really enjoy handling?
I primarily do family law, which includes divorce, child custody, third-party custody, but I also handle contested probate and contested guardianship matters. These areas of law are actually quite similar because they all deal with interpersonal relationships between family members. It can be very emotional when you have a probate, a member of the family has died. When you have a guardianship issue, one of the members of the family is incapacitated and they're not able to take care of themselves. And when you have a divorce or child custody, there are interpersonal relationships between two people in a couple that can't be resolved unless you have court intervention.
What are some of the ways that you like to handle some of the cases that you're involved in, Katie?
My preference is always to try to first limit the conflict in the cases, to try to see if there's a resolution that the parties can come to without fighting too much. This reduces costs for the client and it reduces stress for everyone involved. One of the ways that you can minimize conflict is through mediation, which is simply talking with the other party in a structured environment. Each party gets to tell their side of the story, and the other party listens.
What do you see as the biggest roadblock that can happen in those mediation situations?
One thing that can derail a mediation is when the people who are mediating don't listen to each other. Listening and trying to understand what the other person is saying is a necessary skill that you have during mediation that will allow the parties to come to a resolution. It might not be each person getting exactly what they want, but getting enough that they will be satisfied.
What do you see as some of the benefits of doing mediation?
One of the biggest benefits of mediation is that the court is not involved. A judge is a complete stranger to you and to your spouse or to your family members. And if you have to make the judge decide, that person doesn't necessarily know what's going to be best for you.
By that person, you're meaning the judge.
Yes, the judge doesn't necessarily know what's going to be best for you and your family. You are the person who knows best what's going to be good for you and your family. So in mediation, you can make that decision independently. You and the other person can make that decision by yourselves because you know yourself the best.
Because isn't it a matter of negotiation between the other side and your side as coordinated by a mediator?
Yes, exactly. And the mediator is a neutral person who comes in and tries to help the two people communicate. So the best mediators will listen very closely and sort of translate what one person says so that the other person can hear perhaps better what their spouse is saying.
So if there are disputed elements, then that's where the negotiation would take place.
Yes, exactly.
Tell me a little bit more about your experience with probate law.
Well, most probates go very smoothly. You have a personal representative that's appointed by the court, and the estate is administered. All the property is distributed, and that's it. The probates that I handle are contested, which means that one or more family members either dispute a will, they say the will is invalid, or the person who made the will was not able to have capacity to make the will, or other things like if there is property that is not in the will, there's disagreements about how that property should be distributed.
And doesn't that affect what the court decides, whether or not the case is going to become formal or informal, supervised or unsupervised?
Yes, there are two different ways the court can go with a probate case. So in an informal case, the court doesn't have anything to do with how the estate is administered. In a formal probate, the court looks very carefully and oversees everything. So in a contested probate, it's going to be supervised so that the court can oversee what's happening during the probate.
And it's supervised by the judge.
Yes, that's correct.
So tell me a little bit more about your handling of these contested cases.
So when I'm in a contested probate case, I will either be a petitioner who is asking the judge to affirmatively make a personal representative do something, or an objector, in which case my client would be asking the court to prevent the personal representative from doing something. So whether that's distributing particular property to a certain person, or whether it's splitting up assets in a particular way, it's just trying to make the court distribute the assets fairly according to either Minnesota state law or according to the wishes of the person who died.
Which would generally be the will.
Yes, generally it's the will, although if the person who died didn't have a will, it would be according to default Minnesota law.
Well, Katie, maybe you can tell our listeners a little bit more about where you came from.
Well, I am a native Minnesotan. I've tried to get away, but it keeps pulling me back. I grew up in Stillwater, Minnesota, lived there until I was 18. I went to the University of Minnesota Twin Cities for college. I worked in Minneapolis for a good part of my career. Then I went to law school at William Mitchell College of Law in St. Paul, Minnesota. And I've worked in Minneapolis-St. Paul area ever since then. I currently live in St. Paul.
Stillwater, that's a river town. That must have been beautiful.
It is. It's the birthplace of Minnesota, right on the St. Croix River.
What sort of things do you enjoy doing around Minnesota?
I do enjoy being with my family, most of all. They are the ones who keep me here. I have three sisters and many, many nieces and nephews. I have seven nieces, one nephew, and four grandnephews. My nieces keep having children, so I lose count.
Oh, okay. So that's why you're being so careful in making sure that you cover everyone.
I have a very large nuclear family and extended family. They all live here in Minnesota, and they really ground me and keep me here.
Is there anything else you'd like to say to folks that might be having a difficulty in a family law situation or a probate situation that would be able to help them to move along with their case?
One thing that I always suggest to people who are not represented currently by an attorney is to speak to an attorney. The legal system can be very complicated with rules and laws that maybe you're not even aware of. You have rights that you might not understand. You might have legal obligations that you might not understand. Speaking with an attorney, even for a short consultation, can make you much more comfortable with the legal process and make you much more able to handle the stressful situation that you're going through. I think Mundell Law does a great job of providing that type of consultations with our clients, even just a short consultation or our Ask Your Divorce Questions seminar.
Thank you very much, Katie.
Thank you, David.
You are listening to Rise from the Ashes, the podcast channel that takes a careful look at all things having to do with legal procedure within the family law process. Rise from the Ashes is sponsored by Mundahl Law, who specializes in assisting families and individuals through the legal process with respect, dignity, and caring. Mundahl Law is dedicated to helping people to solve their legal problems. You can visit the Mundahl Law website at mundahllaw.com or call to schedule a consultation with one of their qualified family law attorneys. Rise from the ashes, focusing on matters of the family, because family matters.